With KAZU News, I'm Scott Cohn. Monterey County is coming to grips with the promise President-elect Donald Trump campaigned on for months, mass deportations in a county where nearly a third of the population is foreign-born. First District County Supervisor Luis Alejo is spearheading a response that is slowly taking shape.
We hope to bring key stakeholders together that could assist our county in defending our immigrant community because we value them.
That includes agriculture, the county's biggest industry, construction, hospitality, immigration lawyers, and school districts. At next Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, Alejo hopes to have more of the plan ready to go, like funding to educate immigrant families on their rights, legal strategies for the county to challenge the feds, and Alejo hopes a commitment from the county.
That no Monterey County resources will be used for federal immigration enforcement.
But that is not yet a given. In particular, he says local police departments have yet to make that commitment, a marked contrast to Trump's first term.
2017, we had different police chiefs. They did provide that message. But that's what we hope in the next coming weeks to have those conversations with our police chiefs so that we're hoping that they could be the messengers that they will not participate in federal immigration enforcement actions.
So you don't have that assurance yet that the local law enforcement
won't. Not yet, but that's part of this work that we'll be doing.
Monterey County is used to fighting back against immigration crackdowns, but Alejo says it probably hasn't seen anything like what's about to come. Scott Cohn, KAZU News.